the Aranzat Zayin Amid Aleph, we are in the middle of a sugya. Abaye asked Akasha to Rabbi. There are two psukim by Tashlumei Nezikin. One pasuk says, Meitav Sadeyu U'meitav Karma Yishalei, which seems from this pasuk that the Tashlumim of Nezokin has to be from the best quality. Meitav the Nizik, Meitav the Mazik, Meitav the Alma, but Al Koponim has to be paid with the best quality. And then there's another pasuk. By Boyer it says, Kesef Yoshev Labolo. The word Yoshev is extra, so we learn out from the word Yoshev that it is sufficient if he gives him anything. I feel he gives him Subin, that's also good. Subin is also good. So Memele, so that is the Kashe. How do we understand these two halachas? Here we have a halacha that has to be Davke Meitav, and here we have an halacha that it could be Subin. So Rabban wanted to tell him a teretz. Abaye did not agree with the teretz. So now Abaye is going to say his own teretz. Hello, Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, the teretz on this kasha is like Rabbe had said on a different inyan, and with Rabbe's klolim and Rabbe's guidelines, we'll know now a teretz to my kasha. Besanya, we learned a baraisa. Harei shahoyu loy batim sodois ochronim. A person possessed houses, fields, kromim, vineyards, ve'enoi moitzi lemoicho. And he has a problem, he can't sell them. Is machilin oisai maiser oni ad machzer. So we can give this person Maiser Oni Ad Machzer. Now let us see Rashi. There are two Lashonos in Rashi, but let's learn about the first Lashon. Ela Omar Abaye, by Mishkachas Tirutze Lahane Koi, we cannot find a proper teretz for these two kashes, Ela Kedema, or the way Rabbi said, Ki Haigavna De Tirutze Rabbi Lahach Desanye. The way Rabbi had answered it. Mi shahoyu loi sodois batim uchronim. Shove mosayim zut. So in this first Lashon, Rashi says something, a very important factor, which somehow the Gemara did not mention. A person had sodois batim uchronim, which are worth mosayim zut. Usnan b'meseches peye, mi sheyesh loi mosayim zut. Lo yita leket shikha upeya umaiseroni. The lap onihu. That means this is mominanim, leket shikha upeya umaiseroni. And only an oni is eligible to take from this money. So since he has mosayim zuz, and bachsach mir, the shir mosayim zuz was, that's my one sort of moshe writes in a tshuva, that was enough to exist for a year. If you had Mosayim Zuz, so you had a year, you had for yourself enough parnosa to take care of yourself for a year. So this person who has a year's parnosa is not an oni. So therefore he has no right to partake from the matnas aniyim. Menimtsa goizel aniyim. So if he'll take it, he's a goizel aniyim. Hoyu loy mosayim zuz chosodina. What if he had 199 zuz? So then he's an oni. Vinosnu loy shove elef zuz bebasachas, and then they gave him 1,000 zuz bebasachas, areze yito, and he's permitted to take mominaniyim, because he's taking. He's an oni. It was given to him when he was in a matzav of an oni. Vize yesh loy batim sodei tzuchramim shovim asayim zuz. So mitzad, what he possesses, he's an usher. He has Messiah Mizuz. Aval einai moitzi limke. But he has a problem. He can't sell it. There are no kainim for Messiah Mizuz. So it says in the Beraisa, Machilin oisoi meiser oni ad machze. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Shove meyezuz will give him, this is very unique, will give him 100 zuz of meiser oni, vikaka oisoi yimker be meyezuz, and he'll sell his karke for meyezuz. Ditfeimi palge leizaili loilo. It never gets cheaper than half. We'll see soon exactly what this means. Bereyesh loimosayim zuz. So, the Gemara is going to explain this, but we have here a person who possesses mosayim zuz. He does not have a lekeach who will give him mosayim zuz. Well, see, he has a lekeach that will give him 100 zuz. So we give him another 100 zuz, and then he has mosayim zuz, and that's it. But the Gemara is going to elaborate to understand the lomdus of this halach. V'havi b'ma. So Rabbi, when Rabbi learned this beraisa, so Rabbi had problems. Heichi domi. What is the case? I dezoil arate, the kula alme. If everyone's karke is now worth meyazuz, v'didei nami zol bahadayu, his karke is also worth meyazuz, afilu tuve nami lisfilei. So you can give him, so he's a genuine oni. That means, what Rashi says, it means everyone's karkois, real estate went down. So real estate went down. So he had a karke which in normal times was worth masayim's. Normal times he was not eligible to get matnas aniyim, but now somehow real estate went down. Now his karke is worth meyazuz. So how could you say that there's only a certain amount you can give him? Give machil noisim ha'isaroni ad machzeh. There's only a certain amount. You can give him only meyazuz. I can give him only meyazuz and give him melazuz. He's an oni now. He doesn't, now his kaka is only worth meyazuz. I mean, his kaka would be worth 199 zuz. So he's an oni, and an oni, he's permitted to take matnas aniyim afilu elav zuz. Sheyachshav ein shovem masayim zuz usnan. Again, the Mishnah which Rashi was on before. Hoyu loy masayim zuz chosar dina afilu nosna loy shove elav zuz bebasach hasito. Afilu they gave him 1,000 zuz he can take, because he's taking the thousand zuz from matnas aniyim. Teiras oni. Now he's an oni. So now he's entitled to matnas aniyim. That is, if everyone's karke became worthless. So memele, so theoretically, ein lechol lemekaymei v'shatoi, now his karke is worth less than masayim zuz. So he's an oni, a legitimate oni, so there's no shiur how much you can give him. Ela da oiker arata de kulal. No, everyone's karke is a normal price. It's expensive. The didei, and if we would look according to his karke, theoretically, his karke is also worth masayim zuz. So why does he have a problem? Aidi da ayel benofik azuzi zol are. Now, he's desperate for money. And the Mamela, the Kainim, are aware of this very well. They know he's desperate for money, so they're going to offer him less money. And he can't stall for time, because he's desperate for money. So we have here a very interesting situation. So that's the chash he learned in this matzah. So pshat is, he really owns Masayim Zuz. He possesses Masayim Zuz. The kak is worth Masayim Zuz. That what people won't give him now Masayim Zuz because they want to gain from his desperation. But that doesn't in any way affect the true value of the kak. This is a kak that is worth Masayim Zuz. And the minute he has a kak that's worth Masayim Zuz, so he is not eligible to receive matnas aniyah. So you can't give him anything. He has a problem. He has a problem. I agree with you. There are shirim that have problems also, but he is not an ani. He has masayim zuz, even though he cannot acquire the cash from a lekech now, because people, knowing of his difficulties, won't give him masayim zuz. But that doesn't in any way change the shavius of the kalkin. That's why he can't get Masayim Zuz. So don't give him a penny. His karkois are worth Masayim Zuz. He can't get Masayim Zuz now. That is a zaitike problem, but it does not in any way take away his classification as an osher. So Rabbi had this problem. So we have, if everyone's karka is worthless, so he's like an oni, a genuine oni. If everyone's karka is worth Masayim, this is also worth Masayim, though people are taking advantage of his difficulties he's encountering, so he's an usher, so he's not entitled to Manas Aniyim at all. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi said on this kasha, Leitzriche, the Biyoyme Nissen Yikra Arata. In Nissen, karkois are expensive, but Biyoyme Tishre Zol Arata. In Yoyme Tishre, karkois are cheap. The Kula Alme Notri Ad Nissen Umizadmi, and everyone waits till Nissen to sell. Bahai Hoyo Vitzriche Leizuzi Zoven Kedahashta. But since he needs money, so he's selling now. And now it's like worth 100 zuz. At palge uche lemezel, so till half of the value, it will be cheaper tishrei from nissen, tvei lav uche lemezel. Now let us see what Rashi says. The biyoyme nissen yikrei arato. In Nissen, karkois are expensive. They're worth more. Zarashi says, Midnei shalekeyach ner v'chayrish oison b'moisakayit. Because the lekeyach will plow it b'moisakayit v'zoiron b'tishrei b'marcheshvin. And he will plant in Tishrei and Mar Cheshvin. That means the whole Nissen, he is busy, from Nissen till Tishrei, is busy preparing the karkois, plowing them. And then when it comes to the Moisak Shomim, then he plants them. And then he has the crop. Then he gets the crop. Ubiyayme Tishrei. So if this karka would be sold in Nissen, you'll get the price of Masayim Zuz, because this karka will give out a crop this year. But if you will sell it, the Tishrei before Nissen. Zili. So then you'll not get 100 Zuz. Shein Sipek Lezoiron Ba'isai Shana, because if you first buy it in Tishrei, there will not be sufficient time to prepare the karka, to be chayrish the karka, and to have a crop. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara continues, that everyone waits till Nissen to sell their karka, and then they get Masayim Zuz. This person is Dochi Kazuzi, he can't wait till Nissen, is Zavon Kedahashte, Petishrei, Mishum De'itzach Lezuzi. Hilkach, oni loy havi. is not an oni, the yito shava elav dina, hoyel ubiyoyme nisin shava is kaka oiso masayim. Since in nisin, the kakois are worth masayims. He's not an oni. But osha loyhavi, hoyel ulakula alme nami loyhavi shavin hashte masayim. He's not an Osher, because no one can get Mosayim Zuz in Tishrei. Hilkach Mashlim Eloi Ad Mosayim, so therefore we'll give him Maisa Oni to be Mashla Mosayim, Bahainu Machze, that's Ad Machze till half of the value of the Nissan price, Atalga Uche Lemezel Tveiloi, that till half of the Nissan value, it will become cheaper in Tishrei. More than that, it won't become cheaper. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on what Rashi is saying here so far. Mr. Divrei Yecheskel says, and then Moshe says, the halacha is as follows. The halacha is, if a person possesses Mosayim Zuz, he's not an oni. He doesn't possess Mosayim Zuz, he's an oni. Then he's entitled to Matnas Aniyim, and then there is no shear how much to give him. The Masachas, one can give an oni a filu elef zuz. So now, the karka that he possesses now in Tishrei, how much is this karka worth now? Zutra Moshe, in the Divrei Yecheskel, this karka is worth now $200. You know why? Because we can prove it. When he's going to wait till Nissan, he's going to sell it. So a person will give $200 for it. So this karka is worth $200 because, why will it be worth $200 in Nissan? For next year's crop. So it's worth now also $200 for next year's crop. The same reason it's worth $200 in this, and it's worth 6 months earlier also. The value is based on next year's crop. You'll get next year's crop if you buy it now, if you buy it later. But a person doesn't want to spend money now. Why should he lay out $200, Mosayim Zuz now, if he has nothing, he'll do something else with his money. He'll do something better with his money. Why should he purchase the karka now? He has time to purchase it in Nissan. And then he'll give them a Simes. In the meantime, he'll do something else with his money. So in Mela, we have here a very interesting situation. The Emerson, this person possesses a karka that is worth the one Simes, but there's no one that wants to buy it now. If you'll sell it now for 100 Zeus, then you'll find, look, that's a person will buy it for 100 Zeus. It's worthwhile that I'll this 100 zuz, that's an investment. I'll give 100 zuz, and I'm getting a $200 Mosayim Zuz karka for investing now, earlier. That'll get like. So he's an osher that is not capable of getting money from his karka. He's missing lokhim. There's no lochem that are interested in buying his karka. So he has Mosayim Zuz, but he can't get the money now for the Mosayim Zuz. There is a concept of Oni Hoya Ba'isa Sho. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says that he had a balabos that was well-to-do. He went on a journey. He prepared food for the journey. Then in the middle of the journey, it gets stolen from the food. And he's in the middle of nowhere, and he needs food. So the halacha is, he's allowed to take Matnas Aniyim. How can this person take Matnas Aniyim? He's a millionaire. But only Hoya Ba'isa Shah. Now, he does not have money for food. So now he's an oni. Now he's entitled to take Matnas Aniyim. Then he doesn't have to pay this back. He is now an oni. He's not an oni to take Elef Zuz. Entschuldig, Rabbi, you're not an oni, you're a millionaire. But you're an oni for mezainis. You don't have mezainis. So memele, for this anias, will supply your, will take care of your tzachim. Will give you mezainis, what you need now. This person is also an osher. Let's go back to Agamem. This person is an osher. He possesses a kaka that is worth masayim zuz. No one will sell it now. There's no market now to sell. Why should anyone sell it now? People know. People are not interested in buying it now. They have time for nissen to spend their masayim zuz. So there's no market now. The value of the kaka now is masayim zuz. The Devi Yecheskel says if someone will be mazik the kaka now in Tisha, you pay masayim zuz. That's what it's worth. There's no two prices. There's one price of this cock is worth Mitzrayim Zuz. But you don't sell it now because no one's interested in buying it now. But that one no one is interested in buying does not change the value of the cock. The value is Mitzrayim Zuz, but they don't sell it now because no one is interested in giving money. But he has a problem. He needs money. And he can only get Meya Zuz. He can only get Meya Zuz. That means if he can get Mitzrayim Zuz, In Nissen, he can sell it now for Meyuzuz. So what is his Anias? His Anias is he can't find a Leikeach for Masayim Zuz. That is his Anias. He can find a Leikeach for Meyuzuz. So we'll give him the other Meyuzuz. We'll give him the other Meyuzuz. So Memele, that is his Anias. His Anias is he cannot find a Leikeach. So Memele, we'll sell him to the other Meyuzuz. Cannot find a lekeach for Masayim Zuz. Can find now in Tishrei a lekeach for Meya Zuz. But he has a kaka of Masayim Zuz. And he can't find a lekeach. So that is his, and he needs money. That is his anias. So we, by giving him the other Meya Zuz, we tell him to the lekeach for the kaka he possesses. That is his anias. Beprotius. He's not an oni. He's a osher, but he has this Aeneas, he can't find someone who will pay the full price for the kaka that he's selling. So Mamela, we give him Meya Zuz. Now, so that's the case over here. Och and Nami Gabi Nizokin. Now, we'll have a very interesting Gemara. So now we understand Pshat, in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, he's in Yesod on Osher, that is suffering, he doesn't have the Lekeach now to purchase his Kake, that is his Aniyas Petratius. So Memele, we tell him through the Lekeach, I mean the Lekeach will give him 100,000, and we give him the other 100,000, and then he's taken care of completely. But he has Masayim Zuz. So now, Rabbi Abaye is using Rabbi Zakimte to explain the fam for his kasha. He had a kasha, he had a spear and two psukim. One pasuk says you pay meita. One pasuk says you pay subin. So he says, Pshat and these both psukim are as follows. Vachinami gabi nizikin. Dine be idiot. The halacha is he has to give him idiot. The omalei ihi. But if he told him, havli beininis tvei putin. What if he told him, give me beininis tvei putin? Omalei. That means the Nizik told the Mazik as follows. That means you owe me idiots. Let's be Megashim Vinyan. Let's say you owe me idiots a kaka which is an acre by an acre. That's what you owe me. And that's what I'm entitled to get. But I don't want idiots. I have a field next to your Beninus field. if you pay me with Beinonis, so the dimensions are a little bigger. You have to give me an acre and a half by an acre and a half. So fine. Give me the karka that is next to my karka, because I'm interested in that. So that's an acre and a half by an acre and a half. Fine. Amalayu, biyamalayu. So if the nizik told the mazik, avli beininis tvei pulta. So, and we'll see in Rashi, and the nizik is entitled for such a request. That means if he's entitled to idias, he's entitled to beininis also. But now we find a mezer de kechidish. Amalay. So the mazik told him as follows. Yishokles kedinah. If you want ideas, this is speaking about Tishrei. If you want ideas, shkel kedahashte. So I'll give you a karka. Let's say he owes him $100. I'll give you a karka. This karka is worth $100 in Tishrei and $200 in Nisan. I owe you $100. So I'll give you this whole karka according to the value that it's worth now. Be Eloi, but if you don't want this idiot, you want Beinonis, Shokol ki yukra de lakame. So then, I'll give you this Beinonis karka, but with a different shabbos. Then, this karka, what I'm giving you, is worth $200. That means this Beinonis karka I'm giving you is worth $200, ki yukra de lakame. So if you want this karka, I'll give you a half of this karka now. That means, by beininis, I'll give you kiyukra de lakame. Now let us see Rashi, and then we have to explain the Gemara. Vochanami gabi nizokin, nami bahochi metar tzikoi. The psukim, this is Psham the psukim. Kigoy. The biyoy meinisin yikra arata. Yoy meinisin de kakois are expensive. Ubiyoimei tishrei zoil, and tishrei the cheap. Vihizik petishrei shovim mona. He was mazik amona in tishrei. Ubo ligbois mona mikakois amazik. He wants to be goiva amona mikakois amazik. Vidini bidius, kidasi meta. So he tells him like this, if you take idius shkoil ki zoil dahashte, then you'll take how much it's worth now. That means I owe you a money, so you take now what one can get a money for, which is half of what one will get in Nisan. Be omalei nizik havli mi beininis kidahashi tveipulte. If the nizik asks the mazik, give me, instead of giving me idias, give me beininis. Mi mai the boys lamesiv libi. This will come out a little more in Shetach, then what you wanted to give me an idiot is Beinonis. Loimotzi lemechfaya, he can't force him. Elo, omalei mazik, we'll see, he can force him a little bit, but in one nikud he can't force him. Omalei mazik, ishokles beidiyas kidinach shkel kash. If you're going to get idiots, what you're entitled to, so then you'll take it the way the value is now. Now, kakois are cheap, so I'm going to give you a good kake, a large kake that is worth a money. Viloi, but if you do not want idiots, you want beininis, shkel mi beininis ki yukra de lakame. Then, you have to take from beininis ki yukra de lakame. Lohi osi yoshiv l'rabbi subin. That's the ribuy of subin. Diboy lemishkol nizik subin, and subin means inferior karkois. Gagan chesh loy karka, somuch loy sabaininis shel mazik. He has a karka, which is next to the baininis of the mazik. Venichalei bo, and he would like this karka, so he won't be karka. Shokalo, he could demand it, ki yukad lakamei. Doshova kesef u benisin, because it's taka worth 200 zuz benissen. Lahochi, itzlech, labai, look me, bahochi, kedam morin, the seifel yaka benissen. Mishum di ain seifel yaka, if it won't become more expensive in Nissen, and it has the same price. Klolam ayosa pshita di boy nizik lemishko subin shakol ba koche shamazik shefilu beidi is yafe koche koshkin bebeinenis alohi yosa klolam meimel di yoshiv lo yishove kesef ki yukra de lakame. The pasuk is coming to tell us that if he demands beinenis, I can give him ki yukra de lakame. Now we have to understand pshat in this gemara. So the Divya Cheskel says, Amoyre de Kibir. That means, we're talking about a seer that the Mazik owes the Nizik a money. He owes him a money. It was Mazik him in Tishrei, and he owes him a money. Now, the Karkois are, let's say, a whole field is worth a money. An idiot field, an acre by an acre is worth a money. Made in this field an acre and a half is worth a money. It's worth a money. So if you look at the prices in Tishrei, he gives them a field, either an idiot's field, a made in this field. Now, the Nizik asked him to give him a made in this field. And Rashi says he's entitled to ask him for that. If he can get idiots, he can zikha for the made in this. So he's asking for a made in this field. Now all of a sudden, the Mazik tells him, fine, I'll give you the entitled to maintenance, I'll give you a maintenance field, but there's a different price range. And the maintenance field, I'm going to give you half a field. Because in this end, this maintenance field is worth 200 money. 2 money. I owe you 1 money, so I'll give you a half a field. So what is pshat in this? It's a divrei Yecheskel, pshat is meirik. We had mentioned before that the Emerson, this chilikim price, that in Tishrei you can only get 100 zuz for it, and in Nissan you can get 200 zuz, is not a difference in value. That means the value is 200 zuz. This is a calculate that people, that's worth 200 zuz. Now, people are not interested in buying it in Tishrei, they'll do something better with their money, unless you'll sell it to them for 100 zuz. But they're not interested in buying it now. They have time to buy it in this, and they'll do something else with their money. So, lemaise, you have a 200 zuz value, which it's worth now 200 zuz, but you can't sell it now because no one's interested in buying it. But this interest, their non-interest does not in any way affect the value of the cow. If your money idiot, so what is idiot? Idiot means ideal property. The quality is meirah. That's idiot. Idiot is the nizik idiot, the mazik idiot, whatever it is, but it's ideal property, which is. So now, if I'll give you a kalke now, which you can't sell, so let's say it's worth $200. The real value is $200. But if I give it, so therefore I owe you only half a cock, I only owe you $100. I'll give you half a cock enough, idiot. So I'm telling you, listen, this is worth, you'll ask any real estate broker, I owe you $100, this is worth $100. And it's idiot, it's. So the Nizik says, this is called idiot. He says, if I want to sell it now, will someone give me 100 zuz for it? No. Now they'll give you 50 zuz. I'm sorry, this is not called idiot. The taich of idiot means it is a good karka with all milas, and one of the milas of a karka is kofas alezvini. That's the difference of I give you a karka in Manhattan, I give you a karka in Alaska. They're both worth the same. But till you'll see someone buy this cock in Alaska, you'll be growing a few gray hairs. That's not called idiot. That's called ziburis. That means, so one of the tnoim of idiot is kofet zelaizvina. You have a cock that sells like hotcakes. That's a tight idiot. That's one of the miles of idiot. So pshat is as follows. Pshat is what he wants to give him now, if he's fathering idiots from him, so he says, you have to give me $100 worth of idiots. you give me this 200 dollar kaka, which now I can get. This is $100 worth of idiot. Don't give me a kaka, which now I can get only $50 for, and you tell me to wait till Nissan. That's called ziburis by me. That's not called idiot. You want to give me idiots, you have to give me now the way the price is now, what I can get now $100 for. That's called idiots. So that's if he wants to get idiots. But if the Nizik opened up his mouth and says, you know what, I don't need idiots, I need that cock of the bain in this is very good for me, you give me the bain in this. Zuck the Mazik, fine, I'll give you bain in this. But you know how much this is, a half of this field is worth 100 zuz. She says, what? You have to wait till this? Well, listen, you're not getting idiots, you're getting bane in this. That makes a bane in this. Here's another chesaron. The quality is no good. You can't find the kindness so easily, but that's bane in this. If you want your din of idiots, I'll give you this field. Your mevater on your din of idiots, you want that field? Fine. But don't dance on two chasanis. If your mevater on your din of idiots, I'll give you bane in this. It's baininess in more ways than one. It's not so, it's not such a superior karka. You can't sell it so easily. You'll have to wait till Nissan to get the true price. Fine, that's baininess. I'll give you baininess. But I'll give you kiyuka de lakame. So memele, that was a bias peretz with rabbis yisod. They says rabbis had a moiradiki yisod. That the yukra of Nissen is the true value now. And that's why he's not called a noni. And that's why you can't give him a levzuz. He's missing, he has anias, he doesn't have a lekeya. So we will not this aniyim, we'll stell him to a lekeya, we'll give him 100 zuz, to get a lekeya. But he's not a noni, he's a nosher. So memele, so according to Rabbis Yisod, to Abaye said, so I'm giving, if he's an osher now, so it's called he possesses now Masayim Zuz. I don't have to give you a bainanis to kekalke, that's double what I owe you. I'll give you a bainanis kalke, what is worth in this in. So I'll give you half a soda now. This is the first lotion of Rashi. And this is the first lotion of Rashi. Yeah. Lishna Achina. Now we have a new Losh. A new Mahalach in the Baraisa. We'll have a new Mahalach in the whole Sugya. Lishna Achina. So the first Loshin we were speaking about, we had a person who had a calculator that was worth Masayim Zuz. He can get Masayim Zuz for it in Nissan. He can't get Masayim Zuz for it in Tishrei, and it's Tishrei now. So we said he has certain halachis. He's not a real oni, he's a partial oni. And Mamela, that's why the right to Matnas Aniyim that he has is Mukbal. Lishna Achine, new story. We're not talking about an oni. We're talking about a millionaire that takes Maisel oni. How'd you like that? Lishnachine machilen oisoi meiser oni ad machze. We'll see what machze means. Lava onikoi. We're not going about another man. Ella al kol odom. Shesorich mois lo mezoinis. He needs money for food. He has real estate galore. He's a millionaire. But he needs money for food. Vahoyoloi botim sodeis ukronim. The einay moitzi limker afilu bachatzi demeyim. We'll see soon why. He can't sell it. He can't get half the price. He has karkois worth $1 million. Nebuch, he can't even get a half $1 million for it. Little less than half $1 million he can get, but that's it. He can't get a half $1 million. No, so stating the price. If you can't get a half $1 million for it, you call up Cooper says, I'm eligible for Matnas Aniyim. I can't get half of what my kark is worth. I'm eligible for Matnas Aniyim. Until he will be able to get half of the Shavius, he's a monthly, receiver from Cooper Cesare and all Matnas Aniyim, he gets his monthly check in Farsik. Now, that is if he can't get $500,000. Until he get $500,000, then he's off the list already. So the Gemara didn't understand this is a very modern halacha that I get. $500,000, then we don't give you anymore. And then if he can get a little less than $500,000, he's entitled. So the Gemara said as follows. So the Gemara says like this, if everyone's karke got cheap, afilu tuvanami, if everyone's karke got cheap, so what did you say? You said, as long as he can get $500,000, we won't give him anything. The Gemara says, no, I don't understand this. If everyone's karke got cheap, it's a makas medina now. That means this is something, this is a temporary mikre. That means we have a, for some reason at the present time, you cannot get the full value of the kalkis. This will, there's a reason why now we can't get the full value of the kalkis. He can get $750,000 for his kalkis. Now, that's everyone. All the millionaires, Nebuch, they're in the same boat. So he's entitled to get from Kupa Sezre. This person is a Nebuch. He has $1 million kalke, and he can't sell it for its true value. So he's not mechliyev to sacrifice his kalke. He's Nebuch. He's a nani. He can't. That is not a neitzer. To sell the kalke for less than the value, that's not a neitzer. I'm not mechliyev to do that. So forget about it. So I can't sell my karka now, and I don't have any money, so I'm entitled for Matnas Aniyah. So I feel a tuvanami, I feel a mozzarella, so the more didn't understand yet this year of, if you can get $500,000, it's good. Then I won't give you a penny. If you get less than $500,000, the mozzarella says, what's the case? If everyone's karkois is got, at the present time, they cannot get the full value of their karka, Afilu motzi lizvoninu tube. Afilu, he can sell it more than half of its value. Yaisim echatzi demayim. Leis fulei. Give him. Ache yuchel limker bishabyayim. Till the time will come that he can get his $1 million. The makid the kula almahu. This is a makas medina. Something happened at the present time. You can't sell, for some reason you can't sell, there's a makas medina for this month, you can't get the full value of your kakois. V'loi posha midi, it's not his fault. So memele, there's no reason why this person should be mechuyev to sacrifice his kalke and sell it less than its true value. He was not a pesheya in the fact of at all. So he has a karka that he can't get its true value now. So we'll wait until the maka will pass by. And in the meantime, he doesn't have any money, so he's entitled to matnas aniyim. That is, if everyone's karka became worthless, so memele, it is not his fault. So Memele, he's entitled to receive Matnas Aniyim till Achi Yavir Zam, till he'll be able to get back the full value of his karka. That is, if Hoizel Arata the Kulam. If everyone else's karka, they can get, now all the millionaires are getting $1 million for their karka, and he cannot get the full value of his karka because Ayol v'nofik azuzi, because he's desperate for money. And everybody knows about it. He's desperate for money. He needs cash pretty soon. So everyone is offering him, no one wants to give him $1 million because they know he's pinned up against the wall. So no one will give him $1 million. They're going to give him $250,000. We know he doesn't have an eitzah. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so don't give him a penny. Even though he can only get $250,000, don't give him a penny. So the Nachlas David says, what kind of a pesheya is he over here? What kind of a pesheya? What did he do? He needs money. Why is he a pesheya? So Benison, the Mephoshim, explained that he did a very batlonish thing. He needs money now, he needs cash now, but he shouldn't have, the way he advertised, it could have been, everything could have been taken care of, that no one should know about his financial matter now. He'd be able to get his $1 million. He did a very batlonish thing, that somehow everyone knows now that he's pressed, that he won't have $250,000 in the next 2 days, he's finished. So he needs $250,000. So therefore, they don't give him $250,000. So Memele, so the Gemara says, so listen, you have a kaka that's $1 million, you're a big batlan, now because you made, it's your own fault, you made that you can't get $1 million from your kaka. All other kakas are selling now for $1 million. You did a very batlanish zach that you made that you can't get the value. So because of that, we should give you maisa money? You're not a nonny. You're not a nonny. That means, you have $1 million and you could have gotten $1 million, and now because you did about on the shizach, you're a peshe, we will not give you a penny. You're not a nonny. Not a nonny. So the Gemara says, so what's the case? So the Gemara says no. It's speaking about a third case. It's speaking about that B'yoymei Tishrei, it's worth $1 million. B'yoymei Nisin, it is worth $500,000. It's at Palgei Ulchei Lemezel, Tfeiloi. Now this is a whole new shot. That means that in Tishrei, you get, you sell in Tishrei a karka, that's 6 months before the can start getting any fruits from the karka, that's worth half the price. It's worth half the price. That's how much it's worth. Hilkach, im yochel limke machatzi demayim, em machilu noise maiseroni. Is that darko? That means, if you can get $500,000 now, what are you complaining to possessor? That's the market now. Rabbi Yolev says, according to this lotion of Rashi, this karka has two markets. There are two times in the year that they're sold, just like you can sell a sregim sukkis and pesach. There's a different price range, sukkis and pesach. You can sell shmura matzah, pesach and sukkis also. There's a different price range. But there's lemaisa, this karka has two mechirim. If you want to sell it in Tishrei, it's worth half the price. That's how much it's worth. Trying to sell it in Nissan, sell it like in that month. That means, but that rotates. Every year, this kalka has two shabbos. In Nissan, it's worth $1 million, and Tishrei, it's worth $500,000. That's, if you want to hold it till Nissan, very good. But Al Kalponim, it has two shabbos. So Memela, so now, if it's Tishrei, and he can sell it now for $500,000, he's getting the full price of what it's worth now. So don't start complaining, I'm getting gypsy. You're getting, it's worth now $500,000. Don't ask for matnas anir. Ein machilin oisoi maiseroni. That's how much it's worth. That's shot in the second lotion. If it's worth less than half, so this is already a makas medina. That means why in Nissan is why in Tishrei is this worth less than half a million dollars? There's a new factor over here. There's a factor that something happened that it's worth less than half. This is not the reason is not Tishrei. Because Tishrei, the most it goes down is half. So Al Kochos, there's another factor, which is a Makas Medina, which is not his fault. So he's not mechuyev to sell it a penny less than the half a million dollars. But now he needs food, so Besen will give him his anus till he'll be able to get the half a million dollars. But Tavas Lashon Rishon, and Rashi likes the first Lashon better. But Al Kaponim, let us continue with Gemara. Rashi did not explain to us the rest of the Gemara. So, according to this Lashon, we have, let us see the Yesoidis that we have from this Lashon. According to this Lashon, we're not speaking about another man, we're speaking about as follows, that a person, in Nisan, it is worth Mosayim, in Tishrei it is worth money. That is the value of it. That is the value of it. Now, let's go back to our case. A person, Mond Idiyas, so he wants this, so he has to give him, in Tishrei, he has to give him Kizula Dahashtet. That means he has to give him a karke with the Tishrei Dike prices. That means now in Tishrei, one field is worth 100 sous. I have to give you a whole field. I have to give you a whole field. I'll give you a head check. I'll give you a field that in Nissan will be worth, I'll give you a half a field, which in Nissan will be worth 100 sous. I owe you 100 sous. I'm sorry, that's not idiot. You have to give me idiot. A head check is not idiots. You have to give me a kalke that now I can get 100 zuz for it. Not in this number, you have to get 100 zuz for it. So therefore, if you're mourning idiots, so I have to give you kizula dahashte. But, if he wants beininis, if he's asking for beininis, he says, I have a negia to mourn this beininis. So if he's mourning beininis, and then I'll tell you, fine, I'll give you this karke, but I'll give you a karke that is worth in Nissan 100 sous. Now it's worth 50 sous, but in Nissan it'll be worth 100 sous. I'm giving you something which in Nissan will be worth 100 sous. So you tell me you want it to be worth now 100 sous. And listen, that is only if you're being teveya idiots. But the minute you're being mevater on idiots, so then I'll give you something. I can give you a head check already. I'll give you something that in this will be worth 100 zuz. That is according to the second lashon of Rashi.